This first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. Inland Folk for October the 15th and 16th, depending on when and where you're listening. And oh my goodness, it's the fall and that rain, 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 rain. And then eventually the snow. Rain falls, turn to snow. Summertime, where does it go? Well, it just goes where it goes, and the rains come, and the snows come, and then the snows go away, and springtime rolls around, and then summer comes right back. And it's been that way since Genesis. It's been that way since a long, long, long time ago. I wasn't around then, but sometimes it feels like it. Anyway, it's been that way. Well, so that was Heidi Muller doing the Good Road theme from her album Matters of the Heart on Cascadia Productions. And here's the thing. Heidi's going to be in this neck of the woods. She's going to be all over the place. The dates I know of at this point are going to be November 12th in Moscow at the Moscow Unitarian Church. I think that's a 7:30 show. And that'll be happening. And then the next weekend, the next Saturday, she'll be at the Unitarian Universalist Church there with Bob Webb, with her partner Bob Webb, and that will be on the 19th. So she's doing concerts, and she has a brand new album out with Bob Webb. It's either called Hurricane Creek or Up Hurricane Creek, and that'll be with her, hopefully. So they've been working on this for quite a while. They had to push it back a little bit, and it's out there. And knowing them, from the technical standpoint and from all things recordings considered, it would be amazing. Bob Dylan got the Nobel Prize for Literature. Bobby Dylan, I'm sure some of it isn't based on his later stuff, but when you get into even things like Time Out of Mind and some of that stuff and Oh Mercy, and you go back, because he is a poet, which was pointed out to me this morning, and you go back into the real heyday, the bringing it all back home type Bob Dylan. That is pretty amazing. So Bob Dylan gets a Nobel Peace Prize for Literature. You know, we focused on Mark O'Connor and all his violin and fiddle work and all that kind of thing. We focused on that a lot because of this tour he did a couple weeks back, which was an amazing tour. I missed the Spokane concert, but the one in Walla Walla with the Walla Walla Symphony was just amazing. And the symphony was amazing. 110 years or something like that. And the conductor's been around for 30 years, and it was just really something. They did a great job on Dvorak's New World Symphony, and then on the Double Fiddle Concerto, Mark and Maggie did this kind of improv duel thing, and it was just incredible. I hope the Spokane one was just as good. I'm sure that it was. And all these people that were involved in those concerts, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyway, we focused on the fiddle. We got to quit talking here and get to some music. Anyway, and we didn't really take a look at Mark O'Connor's guitar expertise, which is also incredible. Okay, here we go. Mark O'Connor, this is from his classic album that came out in the very early 80s, late 70s, called Markology. And it's called Fluid. It goes like this.
Thank you.
Oh, bluegrass, progressive bluegrass supergroup there, Strength in Numbers, Edgar Myers on the bass and Russ Barenberg on guitar and Sam Bush and Mark O'Connor and Bela Fleck. Strength in Numbers, the Telluride Sessions. They only did the one album. And what an album it was, is, still is. It's not out of print yet, like a lot of things that feature Mark O'Connor are out of print, which is pretty sad. Pretty, pretty sad. And also Mark O'Connor from this killer album called Markology, which is a masterpiece when it came out. And the reason why, and I don't quite understand why it's kind of underrated, but it features the very best of the very best, and they work well together. On that first cut, Fluid, for example, Tony Rice, Dan Crary, and Mark O'Connor sharing and doing all the various solos along with David Grisman on that as well. So we're talking, you know, the best of the numero unos of the numero unos there. This is great stuff. Great stuff. A lot of instrumental in here, but we'll be doing a vocal things too. Don't worry about it. Don't get too hung up. It's all happening. Alrighty. Just take your time. And if there's something you don't like, all you got to do is wait for 6 or 7 minutes. You can go out and vacuum your living room or something, or you can take the kids to soccer practice. Do something like that when you get back. There's probably something that you'll really, really like. All right, we have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're going to be back for lots, lots, lots more music. You just hold your horses because we're coming back. Hang on, hang on, hang on now.
There's a reason you listen to Northwest Public Radio. The ideas resonate with you, and the programs speak to you. Your company or business can reach people who share your commitment to public radio. Just become a program sponsor, like Pullman Heating and Electric. You can find out how at nwpr.org under support.
A wet and windy day today with high temperatures right around 60 degrees. Pullman is expecting a high of 56, Lewiston 61. The rain will continue tonight and the wind will also pick up. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 40s. You can expect the showers to continue tomorrow and through the early part of next week.
Oh, little John McEwen there. John McEwen has a brand new album out. We're gonna play some of it next week. It's called Brooklyn. And it's a pretty good album. It's like urban bluegrass with an eastern flair to it. He has a new album out. John Prine has a brand new album out with brand new material. John Prine just turned 70 this last week. John Prine, and of course he had that throat cancer, and he's turned 70, and he's pretty croaky, but he's got some good lyrics. He still pulls it off, old John Prine. Did that first album, the very first album, remember? And You May See Me Tonight with an Illegal Smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. And he did that when he was like 20, 21, something like that. Old John Prine, 70 years old. Claire Lynch has a new album out. It's a tribute to Canadian singer-songwriters. And so we'll hear some of that next week as well. So good stuff coming up. You just need to hang on because we have a lot of good things happening here on Inland Folk. We're going to stick with this Markology and play the title cut, Markology. And again, this wonderful guitar album, which I think is just a bluegrass classic. Alrighty, here we go. Title cut, title album, Markology. Hey, Mark, they, ooh. Wrong thing. We're going to play that one too. We're going to play this instead. There's Markology. Thank you.
Marie and me, we're doing fine. Sweet Maria, never long gone. Sweet Maria, never long gone, never long gone. I just got into this town, I'm feeling mighty good. I found my good friend's sound, I had a hunch I would. Way down in Athens County, that's where I am. Going on the road tomorrow up to Amsterdam. Way down in Athens County, we stop and have some wine. Athens County, Marie and me, we're doing fine. Sweet Maria, never long gone. Sweet Maria, never long gone, never long gone. My good friend John, he's whistling a bluegrass tune. We pick it in the sunshine, sing it in the afternoon. Way down in Athens County, that's where I am. I'm going on the road tomorrow up to Amsterdam. Way down in Athens County, we stop and have some wine. Athens County, Marie and me, we're doing fine. Sweet Maria, never long gone. Sweet Maria, never long gone. Well, hello, Maria. Sweet Maria, never long gone. So long, sweet Maria, never long gone. Hello, Maria. Sweet Maria, never long gone. Oh,
Old Jonathan Edwards. This is from his very, very, very first album, Jonathan Edwards, who was really, really big, more or less back east in the New England area. And he didn't quite make it out in the West as much as maybe he would have liked. His amazing albums over his career. Amazing albums, Jonathan Edwards. And, you know, what can you say? Wow, good stuff. Good stuff. Way down in Athens County. I remember hearing that from the old Mission Mountain Wood Band, who then became Montana. They did. And they were kind of big country stars. And then there was a big plane crash. But Mission Mountain Wood Band did a really wonderful job on that song, Way Down in Athens County. Jonathan Edwards. Jonathan Edwards in the late 70s was really prolific and just did wonderful stuff. Before that, the Bee Eaters. There's a picture of a bird on the album cover that must be the Bee Eater. I certainly wouldn't do that. That was their version of Crying in the Rain, the old Everly Brothers song, with some wonderful vocals and some great kind of improv stuff going on there that have turned that sort of into a cutting edge dog bluegrass, dog jazz type thing, rather than the lonesome ballad that the Everly Brothers performed. Crying in the Rain, the Bee Eaters. We'll hear a little bit more from them in the second hour of the show. But I want to play this track from Jonathan Edwards' first album. This is the one aimed right at Richard Nixon. And this was right before the whole Watergate thing. This came out in the spring of 72. And it struck a chord. And then it got into some other people interpreted it in other ways. But it really was his signature song. And it was the one that got the most AM airplay, Jonathan Edwards. And so let's just listen to this now. It's pretty short, but it'll bring it back to those of you who are nostalgia freaks.
Sunshine, go away today. Don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. It. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own. Another day, I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
It kind of brings it all back. That was back in the days in the old when all that kind of stuff was could be a hit. That was back in the Jim Croce, Gordon Lightfoot, James Taylor heyday, John Denver, that kind of thing. And all those acoustic things could do really, really well in the AM format. Oh, my goodness me. Jonathan Edwards, Sunshine, Go Away. We're going to play one more cut from this album, too. It's got some great stuff. It's got the studio version of They Said I Would Shine Like the Light in the City. Great song. Yeah, good stuff. Alrighty. Hey, we're just happening, and we have 2 hours left to go. Un Jong Shin back on the playlist end of things. Eating healthy crackers that taste like blueberries. Yes, indeed. And that's fun. That's good stuff. It's good to have Un Jong Shin back. If you want to email me, you can email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Congratulations, BD. Bob Dylan, congratulations. You won the Nobel Prize in Literature. You certainly wouldn't get the Nobel Prize in high-quality vocals. So don't even go there, Bob. Just stick with the literature thing, okay? Especially nowadays. Alrighty? Bob Dylan. I've seen Bob Dylan in concert now like 4 or 5 times. Knocking on Heaven's Door. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. But then you get into the things like the Eden thing, which I can't remember the name of. You get into some of those things, those really heavy-duty things that are just amazing. Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts. Alrighty, we're coming back. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We have the Rankin family in the background. The Rankin family from their album, The Rankin Family, on the Rankin Family record label. It's still available if you go to their website. You can find this song, The Morun Galjilis. It's their very, very first album, The Rankin Family. Hey, we're coming back. You hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
It's just before noon, and another hour of Inland Folk is coming up next here on Northwest Public Radio. I'm Kevin Valline. History is not relegated to monuments and museums. It can be as close as your backyard. That's why Northwest Public Radio invited listeners to take historical walks around Washington, then write about it. Now you can experience their firsthand accounts and pictures at nwpr.org. The latest essay in Walking Washington's History is on Bellingham. Read it now at nwpr.org and look for a new chapter every week.